Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the subject of the Holy Spirit, and especially talking about the dealing of the Holy Spirit, His working in your life. When a person gets born again, they receive Jesus Christ, their personal Lord and Savior. They're a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. What has happened to them? They got a brand new spirit. What spirit is that? That is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. How did that happen? They were baptized with the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. That is the new birth where we are immersed, we are submerged, we are engulfed in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Remember that the Holy Spirit brings about a change in our spirit by bringing forth the Spirit of Jesus Christ, but the Holy Spirit does not get into us at that point in time. The Holy Spirit comes into us when we receive the Holy Spirit, which is received subsequent to salvation. And the second part of that, 1 Corinthians 12:13, says we've all been made to drink into one spirit. We're baptized into one body, and we drink into one spirit. Baptism, if you stick your hand down in a pail of water, the water influences you, it engulfs you, you're submerged in it, it can have an effect upon you, but it does not get in you. If you take the same water and drink it, then the water comes into you. And the drinking in is synonymous with receiving. We saw that when we talked about receiving, which is the Greek word lambano. John chapter 7, verse 39, where he talked about coming and drinking. He said, this spake ye of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, or lambano, take unto themselves. The Bible says the world can't receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is with those who are born again, and he's to be in those when we receive him. Only believers can receive the Holy Spirit to dwell on the inside of them. We pointed out in Acts chapter 8, Philip preached Christ to those at Samaria. They believed and were baptized. Then Peter and John came down in verse 14 to 17, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, and he came to dwell in them. This shows very clearly that the born-again experience occurs when we believe and we're baptized with the Spirit. The receiving of the Holy Spirit, which is different from that, occurs at a later time when we receive the Holy Spirit. It can happen simultaneously, one after another, if you are ready to receive it and you know what you're doing. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 19, we also saw they found disciples at Ephesus, and Paul said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? They didn't even know about any Holy Spirit, but they ended up receiving the Holy Spirit to dwell on them. In Ephesians 1, it tells them the fact that after they believed, they had been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the first fruit of our inheritance. The Holy Spirit is part of our inheritance, and inheritance is for those who are heirs. We receive the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in us as heirs of God. Praise God. Luke 11:13 is a prayer that I lead people in all the time to receive the Holy Spirit. I do this often, you know, on a weekly basis, usually. Luke 11, verse 13, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Here it says that we as believers are to ask our heavenly Father to give us the Holy Spirit. We wouldn't ask for him to give us the Holy Spirit if we already had him. People say, well, I thought you got the Holy Spirit when you were born again. No, you get the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Then you receive the Holy Spirit to dwell in you. You say, well, isn't the Holy Spirit around when I'm born again? Yes, he's with you, but he shall be in you when you receive him to come and dwell in you. So this is the drinking in. This is receiving the Holy Spirit. And remember, there's a difference between baptism, receiving, and filling of the Holy Spirit. Today, we're going to talk about being filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's too bad that people have confused these terms, because many people out there in full gospel ranks have said, have you been baptized, or have you received, or have you been filled with the Holy Spirit, referring to all the same experience. But that's been a great error, and it's caused great confusion in the body of Christ because people have not realized the difference between the three. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is not a one-time thing as being baptized and receiving. When you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, it's a one-time thing, and you get born again. When you receive the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in you, it's a one-time thing. He comes to dwell in you, and he's dwelling in you, abiding in you forevermore. Being filled with the Spirit is a continuous process. It is not a one-time thing. And being filled with the Spirit is always for the purpose of service. In fact, being filled with the Spirit occurred in the Old Testament period before anybody was born again or before anybody had could receive the Holy Spirit in them, well before Jesus even came into the earth. We see this back in Exodus chapter 31 in verse 3 to 5, talking about Bezalel. It says, I have filled him with the Spirit of God, filled with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding and knowledge and all manner of workmanship. And what was he doing? He was doing the workmanship of preparing and into constructing the tabernacle. And it said he was filled with the Spirit to do this. The filling of the Spirit, the purpose of it is for service unto God. Whenever you see being filled with the Holy Spirit, it's talking about service if you're discerning what's going on in that particular passage of Scripture. It always has to do with service. There's another Scripture in Luke chapter 1, verse 15. Speaking to John the Baptist, it said, he'll be great in the sight of the Lord, shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. What happened? That was the anointing of the prophet's ministry upon him. He was filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. Now, this is an anointing upon him. This is not the Holy Spirit dwelling in him in his spirit. This is being filled with the Holy Spirit to influence him to do the ministry of the prophet that God had called him to. You must understand, remember, this is in the Old Testament era, Luke 1:15. This is before Jesus was even born. This is before Jesus had been to the cross, before the Holy Spirit was given. So this is Old Testament era. He was filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. Then in verse 41, it says, it came to pass when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And that's she began to prophesy out after that and speak forth things. The filling of the Holy Spirit is for service, and she began to prophesy. In Luke 1:67, here's another case. His father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, and then he began to speak things forth. When the filling of the Holy Spirit occurs, it is for the purpose of service. In the Old Testament era, the prophets, the priests, the kings, and those that were vessels for God were filled with the Holy Spirit for the purpose of service. They would prophesy, they would go forth and do the will of God, they do the mighty works of God, they prophesy out the word of the Lord. This filling of the Holy Spirit is for service always. Then we see in Acts chapter 2, it says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, this is verse 4, on the day of Pentecost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, this, and we're going to look at this in a later broadcast, where the baptism and a receiving and a filling of the Holy Spirit all occurred at that time. But this specifically deals with service. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. They began to speak with other tongues. The Spirit gave them utterance. And what were they doing? They were serving what God, the Holy Spirit, wanted to bring forth through them, because what they were speaking was, they were speaking in languages which they did not know. They were speaking in others' languages. Remember, this is the Feast of Pentecost, and all the people were there. All the devout Jews were out there from all the different nations. They all had gathered together there in Jerusalem. And it says the multitude came together when they heard what was going on, and they were confounded. They heard every man speak in his own language. It said they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? And here it talks about how they were hearing him speak in their own tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed. What was God doing? He was using the tongues that were coming forth in their other languages, in their languages, languages which they didn't know, but it was languages the people knew, to speak of the wonderful works of God. And it was a sign to them, tongues there were a sign to the unbelievers that something, God was in their midst, and they took note of that, that the Holy Spirit was poured out. So this filling of the Holy Spirit here was for the purpose of service. Praise God. Another place is over in Acts chapter 4, verse 7. Here it's when they set Peter and them in the midst, and they said, by what power, by what name have you done this? Talking about the miracle that had been done with the man at Gate Beautiful. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, and he began to preach a message to them. But notice that, filled with the Holy Ghost, the filling or the anointing of the Holy Spirit was upon him to preach forth and to deliver a message to them of the truth. That was for service. Every place you see about being full of the Holy Spirit deals with service. Acts chapter 6, verse 3. Here it says that they were looking out among them, men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, that they might appoint over the business. And this was for taking care of the people that were neglected, the widows and so forth. And they were looking for someone full of the Holy Ghost. And they ended up finding some. They found Stephen, full of the Holy Ghost and faith, and they also found Philip and Prochorus and Nicanor and Timon and Parmenas and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. And it said there that they found them, they were full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, filled with the Holy Spirit, full of the Holy Ghost. If you can be full of the Holy Ghost, you can be half full, quarter full, three quarters full, or on empty, I suppose. But the ones who were full of the Holy Ghost were ones who were doing what was necessary to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And this happens through prayer and praise and worship. Praise God. There's another scripture over in Acts chapter 9, verse 15. It says Paul was a chosen vessel. He was to bear his name before the Gentiles and all the things that he was going to be suffering things for his name's sake. And then when Ananias came in and he prayed for them that he might receive his sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost, what was the purpose? For him to go forth as that chosen vessel to bear his names before the Gentiles. Praise God. We see also in Acts chapter 11, another place. Here it was with Barnabas. Barnabas was going forth. It says he was a good man. He was full of the Holy Ghost and faith, and much people was added to the Lord. See, the filling of the Holy Spirit is for service. Acts chapter 13, verse 9. Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. This is the one who was trying to deceive the deputy away. It says, "Oh, full of subtlety and mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season." And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. This is because he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he spoke the word of God to bring forth that judgment upon him. Filling of the Holy Spirit comes through prayer. Acts 4:31, they had a prayer meeting. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and then went and spake the word of God with boldness. And in Ephesians 5:18, they were filled with the Spirit, speaking to themselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in their heart to the Lord. In fact, the word filled there is in the present tense in the Greek, meaning being filled, showing that being filled with the Spirit is a continual thing that is supposed to happen daily in your life. So, filling with the Spirit is for service, and it's to happen as you continue to pray and praise and worship the Lord. We're going to talk more on the Holy Spirit in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.